The way new drug development tends to work is that researchers get money from NIH to do early research, and then the potentially promising drugs are acquired, further developed, and tested by pharmaceutical companies. That's the word from Michael Kinch, who directs the Washington University Centers for Research, Innovation in Biotechnology and Drug Discovery.
Our data suggests that dependence is increasing because drugs that have been approved most recently are even more dependent. When we look back at who were the sponsors of the research and development for those medicines, the dependence upon NIH for that early stage funding appears to be increasing.
Kinch and his colleagues looked at the 100 most commonly prescribed drugs in the United States to see how many got federal funding in the earliest stages of development. The answer was 93. They also looked at drugs that have been approved by the FDA during the last decade, and the percentage of those medications that got NIH funding was almost 97%. Kinch says, in the past,
you had a higher likelihood that the private sector would fund the early stage research and development, whereas in the present, and we presume in the future, it's more highly dependent upon federal support.
And that trend is getting more pronounced.
The private sector has been progressively moving further and further away from the earliest stages of research. It's the most risky. It's the furthest from the market. Therefore, it's the furthest from monetization. They've basically decreased their risks and decreased their spend by getting out of the earliest stages and really focusing on the later stage clinical.
For a while, Kinch says biotech firms helped fill the gap as bigger pharmaceutical firms did less early research, but the number of new biotech firms also is declining now. So he fears that cutbacks in federal funding could have a deep and long-lasting effect.
Generally, what you see is that it takes in excess of 10 years just in the clinic to get a new medicine approved. So if you were to impair NIH funding of these new medicines, you may see consequences that could last 10, 20, 30 years.
And Kinch says the timing of the proposed cuts is also unfortunate, as problems like antibiotic-resistant bacteria become more common, and drug developers attempt to confront old problems and new ones.
One example of that is antibiotics, where we have sort of grown accustomed to being able to treat a lot of infections, and antibiotic resistance means that's not going to be the case in the future. So as we're dismantling this R&D capabilities, we're dismantling the ability to address these old problems, not to mention the new problems such as Alzheimer's disease, metabolic syndrome, obesity. So we're getting older and fatter as a population, and arguably we're less and less able to address the problems of the future.
The new correspondence on drug development is published in the journal Cell Chemical Biology. I'm Jim Dryden.